Chris, what time is it?
It's time for the pursuit of plastic.
All right, toy hunters and action figure enthusiasts, this is the pursuit of plastic. Casey and I just got done recording the 250th episode of Tally Talk, so we're winded. But we're pumped. We're pumped.
We are pumped. It was a lot of fun. I'm pumped.
So we've decided that pop should be its own thing, and we're very excited to bring this packed episode to your ear holes. But first up, my friend, what are you hunting or collecting?
You know, so I did not realize this, that those X-Men 97 figures were for the show that's supposed to come out, and then it got delayed. So I feel like I need to start hunting down those a little bit. I was just in Toronto to go see the Planet Smashers, and went to some, you know, comic book shops and toy shops. And I found these puppets for the 1997 Lipton Iced Tea Rocky Balboa commercial. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
One of the greatest commercials of all time. And I had to, like, stop myself from buying. I've never seen it. I was just like, what is this? And apparently, whoever sculpted these puppets also was a big fan of this commercial. So it was really weird. You know, there's some other cool stuff that I saw, like, out and about. There's a lot of, they had that whole G.I. Joe air carrier.
Oh, wow.
There on display. Like, it was this little comic book shop, but they had some, it was packed with stuff. But yeah, up in the corner was this, one of those puppets. And I really was like, whew, do I need this?
That is really unique.
That's honestly a deep cut.
It is. Yeah. It is. I went to this comic shop in Sacramento not too long ago. And that, it was like, they didn't carry back issues and stuff, but they had a shit ton of toys. And it was like cabinets of toys. But like you said, like, the whole place was lined with toys all around, like crown molding almost. And it was awesome to see that, because it was just like years of different toys and just stuff I have never seen before as well. So I love going to those kind of shops and seeing that. But
so why we do the show, right?
That's right. That's why it exists.
Yeah. So literally.
You know, I'm not doing too much right now. As far as buying. I just picked up Atom Smasher Mega Fig.
You didn't get Snake Mountain?
I got that a while back. I've had that for a long time. But yeah, they did a big McFarlane sale on Target. So I ended up getting that Supergirl for like $15 because it was back in stock. And I was like, you know what? I'll just find different legs for her eventually. So, and those red things go all the way up to her lady parts, so it's really weird to me because you can see where the boots are painted, like for the old Supergirl figure that they had. For the deceased one, even I was looking at that and I was like, they show leg on that one, so what happened with this? And but it looks, the face looks great. Like I said, the Atom Smasher fig was way down in price, and I used the 25% off coupon as well on it, so I got it for like $16. And I love that design, you know, from Black
Adam. I do too. Oh. Yeah, you know, I was just talking to my cousin about that movie, and I was like, it's a good movie. Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it many times, but like, if you just go into it with like a 90s action movie mentality, that's all it is. It's just a fun action movie.
I don't know what people want.
We'll find out, maybe.
Yeah, or not. But besides that, I've been just kind of opening stuff that I've been wanting to get out and put on shelves. So I'm really having a lot of fun with displaying and stuff like that, which I haven't had a really big opportunity to do in a long time. So getting back to it.
That's it. Awesome.
Yep. And then next up in Crowd Sorcery, Combat Creatures Kickstarter is live right now. It's definitely a Battle Beast homage. I like this. But I think what I really like about it is the 3D printer files they give you to print out smaller versions of these and ones that actually look like plastic toys.
That's an extremely smart idea. It plays up on that nostalgia. I wish they could kind of push that a little bit more. And I don't know if that's probably a licensing thing, because they probably can't use the word battle beast. You know what I mean? But like, this hasn't been promoted on any of the Kickstarter pages. Like, when you showed me this, I was like, how have I not heard of it? Like, right. I feel like it's really under the radar. So, you know, hopefully you guys who are listening to the show will back it and it does hit goal.
Yeah. I mean, it's what is it at right now? 25,000 of 65,000. It's going to be an uphill battle for them, but who knows? You know, maybe they'll get a better reach. Hopefully. Good luck. We'll leave it linking. Let's jump into the news. Hasbro, they did a big Hasbro Pulse event.
Yeah.
And then they also had like the London, some London event. So they did these different reveals, right?
Mm.
Which was kind of like weird to me. Like, why wouldn't you just match them up? We're going to get a single version of Starkiller, which, you know, we all knew was coming. They did that special pack, 3-pack.
Yeah.
But this is priced, you know, down without all the cool accessories that would come with that set. So I pre-ordered this. I really kind of wanted the other one for the, you know, all that cool stuff, but not for $115. I didn't.
Nope. And that's why this is the one that I would also be getting, because of that reason. Yeah.
Yep. Also, we're getting a Mace Windu and Clone Trooper, which has the purple motif, you know, his troopers. Mm-hmm. It's a 2-pack coming up called Clones of the Republic. And this is just another way to get rid of a Mace Windu overproduced figure, honestly. I am. I don't know,
man. This is just a way to get rid of this.
I bought the Mace Windu figure I wanted. It was the one that was based on the old Clone Wars cartoon, Gendi ones. So they did those special card backs that were, they have the General Grievous one, which is a great figure, but it's white, just like the, and I've been meaning to pick it up because it's still on Walmart for like $30. And then they've been doing these cool homage, Black Series figures to like the old lines. And I pick up every one of those when I find them. So this 2-pack doesn't interest me at all.
No.
But, you know, there's people out there that want army builders. So why don't you give them 2 troopers?
And that's the complaint, you know, like, give us 2 troopers. You the packaging says clones of the Republic. Mace Windu is not a clone. He should not be in this.
Correct. Anyways.
Yeah.
Action figures that have taken way too long to come out. We are getting Episode 1 Anakin and Padme Black Series. So this is cool. I didn't pre-order them, but I'm happy they're making them finally. If he would have gave me Anakin with a pod racer, I would have probably bought that, because you're doing some great vehicles at that scale. And that would have fit in great. Maybe we'll get it. You know, who knows?
They'll probably will get these figures. Yeah. You'll get him on the little ship. You know what I mean? You're going to get it. You're going to get all of it.
That's right. And then they'll open it up with the Watto and 2-pack.
Yes, that's it.
In the TVC, the Vintage Collection, we're getting Captain Enoch, I believe was his rank, and the Night Troopers 4-pack. I am waiting for the release of the Black Series Enoch. That'll be a pickup automatically. I love that design. I think it's a really cool idea. The Night Troopers were a great idea, even though they were kind of taken from EU, which is fine too. Like, everything they did in Ahsoka in that regard, I loved. I thought it was really neat. And if I was still collecting that scale, I would get it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, you know, seeing this design when we saw it in the show was amazing. Knew the toy was going to be great. You know, we're going to get a lot more of those Night Troopers. So this is smart. This is the exact opposite of the Mace Windu pack.
Exactly. I think like the Vengeance Collection is always like a hit. Honestly.
Yes, for sure.
They're multi-packs. So this is cool. I would love to get my hands on it if it's affordable. Anyways, this is more up your alley. Marvel Legends announced a bunch of new Spider-Man figures, including Last Stand Spider-Man, who I wasn't sure about until I looked it up, and then I was like, I need to read this comic.
Yes, same. Same.
We are getting Ben Reilly and Jack-O-Lantern. Now, those are both in the Spider-Man animated card backs, right?
Yes.
So, which is pretty cool. I'd love it. It's cool. They continue it.
Yeah.
Then they announced Tombstone, and I was over the moon as I've been using tonight too much. But Tombstone is a sweet ass character.
Yep.
And this is a sweet ass looking figure. I'll tell you that right.
Yep.
Now. And I'm glad it's not like a build a figure or anything like that.
He shouldn't be. He's not that scale. He shouldn't be at that scale anyway.
No, but they do it with that scale figures now.
I know.
But it's so weird.
Yeah.
And then we're getting Hallows Eve as well.
Yeah, I ordered all these. Oh, cool. So, you know. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. We've been getting some cool Starjammers figures. So we're also going to be getting Shi'ar, Princess Leandra.
Yes.
Who also is the love interest of Professor Picard. X.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, Picard, exactly. Crossing over universes.
Yeah.
So this is cool. I mean, you know what, man? I love that side of the Marvel Universe. And I was really kind of like... But showed, I really wish they would have made him just a regular figure, because I would get Kosar and stuff, you know.
So. Yep. I'm glad that she's getting a figure. She deserves one. I don't know why it's taking this long, to be quite honest with you.
I don't either. I don't either. But this next thing, this HasLab Ghostbuster, it was funded almost immediately, honestly.
Yes. This is a no-brainer.
Yeah. So we're getting... Plasma Series, HasLab 2 in the box, Ghost Trap, and PKE Meter. It's going to go with your Ghostbusters proton pack gun thing that they also did, right?
Yes, they did.
So they're continuing the cosplay, and this looks sweet. And it's fully funded with stretch goals, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, their proton pack, Sivage got it for River some while back. And there is, you know, there's been other ones of this before, but not like this. So the ghost capture being metal, having lights and sounds, all that kind of stuff. This is the first time that it's been like this. So, and it has a bunch of different modes, like afterlife mode, Ghostbusters, Ghostbuster 2 mode. Like, it's just, this is it, honestly. Like, this is a really good price, good quality. Like, this is the kind of shit they need to keep doing right here.
Yeah. It's not cheap looking, you know.
No. So no, this is great. A collectible. This is great.
Yep. Jumping over to Mattel, Barbie will, Ted Lasso will be released as a Barbie figure.
Yeah.
And I just thought you would like this.
So, I do. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're funny. You got Ted, you got Keeley, you got Rebecca, the boss. So, you know, that's funny. Like, keep it going, Mattel. Just do what you got to do.
I really wanted to watch that before I started coaching soccer. And then that movie with Magneto that's coming out about the soccer team is also up my alley. I was like, man.
You'll like Ted Lasso.
I really need to watch it.
Yeah.
I really need to watch it because, I'm living it. we're getting more MOTU TMNT figures, the crossover. They announced the second wave, which includes more of your favorites, including Shredder. Faker, who is like Slash Faker, which is really cool. And some more. And I was actually kind of surprised that we haven't gotten like an April Tila figure at this point as well. We also haven't seen Casey Jones. So there's a lot to go.
There's a lot.
The mutated Ram Man is cool. So the mutated He-Man, the more I look at it, it's actually a neat concept, like the translucence and stuff like that. I'm not going to buy these. I'll pick and choose, you know, on some of these, but I'd love to see that they are continuing. And the fact that they haven't shown Michelangelo yet means there's more coming.
So. Yes.
And Splinter, you know, so there's a lot of cool stuff.
There's a lot. It's a cool idea. Yes. And, you know, we were wondering what was going to happen with this crossover when it got announced. So it's interesting.
Well, when they did the WWE Mochu crossover, which was very popular as well. So these things have a lot of life, and they look, and if you can just keep it cool, gimmicky, then it'll work. So very excited. Over to McFarlane Toys, which is beefy. They released a preview of Smaug as part of his Dragon line. And you know what, man, that's the one that I'm just like, after I bought the seahorse for the Aquaman figures he did.
Yep.
It's beef. It's so heavy, and it's like when I took it out of the package, it's an amazing figure, and what the detail that went into it and stuff like that. And then I was like, this is exactly what the dragons are like, I'm sure. And it got me really excited that they were going to put out Smaug. So I might actually go down that slippery slope. I don't know.
Well, I was gonna say, so great announcement. I'm very excited about it. I don't know if you remember, he had done these Beowulf figures, and one of them he did was a tiny Beowulf with his like grappling hook thing like attached to that giant dragon that's in the movie, and that was a McFarlane toy. And I remember being like, man, this is really, really cool that he's doing movie dragons. So, you know, and that was 2007. So it's really nice to see Smaug being featured. And hopefully, you know, I don't know what I can say for like famous dragons of cinema, Dragonheart, Aragorn, but like Smaug being probably the most iconic dragon. Like I'm excited.
Reign of Fire.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. Falcor. So yeah, I don't know.
Sleeping Beauty. I don't know, man.
That's a cool dragon. Or Dragon Lair.
Oh, Falcor. Dragon Lair.
Yeah.
Falcor, man.
There's some cool ideas.
Are you listening, Todd? I know you are.
Todd Father. He's
that's right. That's right.
He's been watching this podcast forever.
That's right. Next up, we have Wonder Woman. For all of you out there that have been begging for a true Wonder Woman figure, it's coming. It's coming. So,
it's beautiful.
It is.
Beautiful.
It is. And great. His face
new sculpt, new yep. buck. Great.
His faces are spot on right now, man.
Yes.
They're just like, that at that price, I'm just blown away every time I look at it. So, next up, G.I. Joe, Page Punchers. So this is interesting because we're going to the original G.I. Joe scale.
I was going to say, this is 3.75. Yeah.
But G.I. Joes were more articulated than this, even though, because these look like five toes, right? A little bit.
Yes.
Are they?
I don't know. And if they are, I don't like five poa ever. That's just my own personal, it's just never been a big fan of that. So I don't know what's going on with these Page Punchers. I kind of think it's a waste if it's five poa personally, but that's, you know, that's my opinion.
I kind of see some elbow joints and stuff, I think, but whatever. Yeah. I also am kind of disappointed that these aren't the new Energon universe figures that are based on like comic books. So it's kind of like, who are you aiming this towards when there's a lot more out there for G.I. Joe? So anyways, he's doing Pacific Rim monsters with like diorama buildings. I don't know who's asking for these, but it's a weird scale to begin with. So why aren't you doing these at dragon scale? Why aren't they bigger?
Mm-hmm.
You obviously have no problem with releasing things at different heights, so maybe this is a test, maybe it's a cheap test to see if people will buy them, which I'm not. So
no one's gonna buy these. No. Like I'm a huge Pacific, we're both, right? Yeah. Like this is stupid.
I don't need
these. They don't look great. They look like cheap plastic crap. They look like the kind of stuff that's released. Remember that time when those Alien Predator figures came out? and they're like weird, like they were like one color, like they're just pink.
The Walmart ones.
Walmart ones. Yeah. This is what these look like. The Walmart versions of Pacific Rim figures, where you're just like, I get that they're at a price point, but like that franchise has been dead for a while. Yeah. Like no one's asking for this. Anyways.
Things that I'd wish I could buy, all of them. And this is like amazing to me because I expected action figures when they announced that they'd be doing, you know, Blizzard stuff. But we're getting these really cool looking statues, which, you know what, I've become more of a fan of in my older years, because the detail that can go in statues at certain price points is good. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'll bitch about an action figure at $50, but then I'll buy this really cool looking statue at $40.
Yeah.
You know, and when they're on sale, you're getting them for $20. So
yeah,
I love these, and I think that it's cool to see the different versions of them too. It was really smart to do that. I'm kind of stuck on maybe just buying one. I don't know. So whatever.
Try it out.
Yeah. Anyways, the Batman and Robin pre-order went up, and these figures look amazing.
They look
better than the original look at them. So I ordered these immediately, and then I went to war with McFarlane Toys customer service because they won.
You sure did.
I won. The shipping was off for the bundle. So hopefully they fixed that by now. But they were awesome. They answered me.
They did.
And they fixed it for me, and I pre-ordered them, and I'm really excited because they didn't cheap out with a Bane Build-A-Figure, which I really figured they would. Instead, they did Arnold Mr. Freeze, which looks awesome.
Yeah.
These designs, no matter how bad that movie is, I don't care. That Robin costume, Nightwing costume, is great.
Yep.
Poison Ivy, Uma Thurman, I always loved it anyways. Like, I'm in love with Uma Thurman anyways. And it's like, to play Poison Ivy in that suit was awesome. So yeah. I love that design. And Mr. Freeze looks great. I don't like him in the movie, but Arnold as Mr. Freeze was such a neat concept to me, too. So
I think classic. You know, still haven't seen those movies.
I know.
That movie.
Batman, Batman Forever is a little different, but Schumacher kind of went off the deep end with that. So.
Yeah.
wrapping up McFarlane news, the Collector's Edition Wave 3 was announced, and I love all these figures, but I'll probably only buy one if I find Captain Carrot. But Captain Carrot is such a weird, unique figure. Like, I want it, but I don't. But I really appreciate that they're making it for this line. We're getting Batman as Green Lantern, which looks crazy.
Does look great.
Don't need it, but the next thing, the Return of Superman with Crypto, I do need. I love that's
a beefy suit.
I love the long hair Superman to begin with. I love that era, and it just really makes me think about how much longer are we going to wait for these Reign of Superman figures. We saw Steel, they released a preview for it. But that's they've been true. Doing the other ones were based upon the Rebirth era, I think, and they were just like the newer versions.
Yep.
Where are the Reign of the Superman? It's coming, I'm sure.
But they're coming.
Really excited for it. But yeah, I'll pick up definitely the Superman one and maybe Captain Carrot because it's so cool and unique. Anyways, jumping over to NECA News, another story I have to share with all of you. Yeah, so I'm a big April O'Neil fan. She's one of my favorite characters from TMNT. And I really wanted that re-release, the Target Ultimate figure version. She was the 100th figure in that line, right? Which is monumental to begin with. And so they had released an April figure before in a 2-bag, but it was really crappy. It was misscaled.
It wasn't this,
I had an opportunity to get this at Target. I had ordered it. It was in stock, and I was like, I was going to order it, and then I didn't. So I missed out on it, and I've been trying to get it. And I almost bought it from eBay in China. I almost bought it. because it was going to be a NECA ripoff. And I was doing some research on how bad they've been, and people are like, they're fine. You know,
yeah.
it's sometimes it's certain figures that you shouldn't get, but a lot of these are just there. And then I was going to go to AliExpress as well. But
yep.
As I'm looking, I popped over to Facebook, and then NECA had it in their story that the pre-order fair went, because they have been doing good for their customers by releasing yeah. stuff and then putting it in their hands later. So they'll do these exclusive releases, which are very hard to find. They learned their lesson. So I was just, it was really weird to have that happen exactly at that moment when I wanted that figure. It was the toy guys.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Smiling upon me. So I'm glad, and I ordered it.
I'm glad you were blessed.
Me too. Anyways, Mezco news. We're getting the Bag-Headed Butcher deluxe figure of, I forgot what the name of the character was. So this is a new version. The other one was a previews exclusive. We talked about him on our show. We'll leave
Theodore Sod Cutter.
That's it. Thank you. And I didn't even put a link in for some reason, but this is the one that went on Mezco as their exclusive. Mm-hmm. They did it a little bit different. It was released right around Halloween. Because like the Gangrene Estates, I think that's what it's called, right? And
yep.
I'm really hoping for more from this line. And it was interesting to see them do this, but I thought it was a different character. I got excited.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great looking figure. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun features with it. Reminds me of like EC horror comics and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like the blood effects, which I don't know if we've seen before from Mezco. Like you can get on the scythe, there's just like blood splatter everywhere. It looks wild. So yeah, I don't know. Looks like a lot of fun. Definitely worth the money for the deluxe figure.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll you put that link in there. Awesome.
Yep.
And then also we got a look at the Golden Age Joker figure. I'm just like,
man.
The price is good, right?
Yes, it is good.
But having that deluxe Joker, that deluxe Joker is still better. I would love to have maybe a couple of these heads.
Yeah.
But this is a good Joker figure if you missed out on that deluxe one.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, they just did all those Batman 66 figures as well. So it's a good fit if you've been collecting.
Yeah, I agree.
Speaking of things that I've been collecting, but Four Horsemen released a new chapter of Mythic Legions, and it's called Rising Suns. We speculated on this on a past show, but the pre-order went up. They teased it the other day, and these figures are cool. Honestly, I'm not going to order any of them. I would like a couple, but I'm just at that. It's the holidays, you know, and stuff like that. So it's tough for me to be like, hey, I'm going to go buy a bear at $85. But
the bear is awesome. That's the one thing, and it has different heads.
Yes,
which I love. You know, they pair it up with another figure of theirs, of Atlas the Conqueror. So if you wanted the two of them together, it's over $100. They're also awesome. They're just badass. So
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cool ones for this. There's like that one Nev. I think that's how you Nevi. I don't know. That's a cool figure I would get. Scapular, the skanking crypt breaker, ska music. No, him and Atlas are actually updated versions of old characters. So yeah. They're going back and doing these, what they're calling version 2 or something like that, because the newer parts fit with these new figures. And so what you're looking at is anything you crowdfunded before is kind of like, okay, these are the classics. But now they're remaking them. I have actually bought a couple of the remakes. There was like this 2-pack that I got because I didn't have the figure. Mm-hmm. But it was also I could get it signed by them. So it was like, mm-hmm. I got that.
Yeah.
And there's a few others. And these look great. Like the remakes look great. But I'm not running out to get any of these.
No.
I'm still waiting for like a bunch still. So there's a couple waves out that still haven't shipped to the United States. So very excited. But if you like it, we'll leave the link in here and you can continue your Mythic Legions collection. So,
which you should.
You should. Or Cosmic Legions or whatever, man.
Yeah.
Four Horsemen, do it up at a good price point. So, Lego news. What I don't understand about Lego collectors is they don't understand how there's adult Legos out there, which is really funny to me. But this is one of those sets. We're getting the Dune Atreides Royal Ornithopter, the vehicle that they fly all around Arrakis that you see in the movies. And it comes with a crap ton of minifigures, which probably really pumps up the price. But you get a lot of cool stuff with this set.
You do.
And including, like, what is it? The Baron's long flowing robe and how he makes himself look so big and he floats, right? So that's a really cool effect for Lego. And the detailing on this makes me really want it, but the $165 price point is tough stuff.
What would be a good price point for you?
$125.
Fair.
Yeah. That's what
it's
I want to pay
for figs.
It is. Figs. You know, and that's what I'm going to pay for that Viking village, you know, eventually. Unless it goes on sale at Target, which I saw it at Target the other day, and I'm like,
Or Barnes and Noble.
That's the thing, right? I don't think about those going to stores as much. I just always look on Lego.com, and then all of a sudden there's sales. So I really need to be smart about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're smart, you'll hide your wallet because Lego has revealed a new Avengers Tower set, which is over 5,000 pieces. Includes 31 Lego figures, including Kevin Feige. It's 35 inches tall, standing more than 35 inches. So it's like 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is massive. This is awesome. You know, if you're a fan of the MCU and those films, this is every character that you've met throughout those movies. And to me, that is just epic. So well worth the price, in my opinion.
$500.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's 3 feet tall, guy. I mean, jeez, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's huge.
We talked about Infinity Toys a little bit on the show before with these like mech Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and the Leonardo went up for order. And what's really cool is like they're like Gundams, right? But
yeah,
then this one transforms into the Turtle Van, which really blew my mind. I was like, since Leo's my favorite character, I would want this. I'm not getting it, but I would want this.
This is an
really
awesome,
neat concept.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. What else does Infinity Toys do? Like, this is it, right?
From what I've seen, I haven't looked into it too much, and I should.
Okay, here it is. They're with another company called Heat Boys.
Yes. Okay.
And they are the ones who did the Leo and Mikey as like robot kind of like mechs.
Yeah, this is the next one because they
this
not Leo before. It was like Donatello or. It was two other turtles, wasn't it?
It was Leo before.
So this is a different thing completely?
This is a different thing completely.
Holy
this transformation
smokes.
Thing, like the other ones didn't transform.
That's right.
They were literally Gundams. Like the transformation is now a mix of Transformers.
Oh, that's cool. Very cool. Great idea. A new concept for Ninja Turtles, you know, so... If you got
plastic
the money,
and diecast combined,
that's that price point right there, 160 something bucks. So good stuff.
Yeah.
Mondo is continuing their 1/6 figures. We're getting MacReady, or MacReady as I call him, because it's Scottish. It's MAC, not Mick.
Yeah.
So it's MacReady.
MacReady.
Anyways, a lot of cool accessories. The deluxe version came with a couple monsters, which is nice. So if you're the Think fan like us, you'll have a hard time not getting it.
I need it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, like I told you, though, I have to wait for the ultimate version that they'll inevitably release where he's half frozen and it's got the whiskey. And that's what I want. This or is great. This or is Snake fantastic. Plissken. Wow, Snake Plissken, I'd want over everything. Yeah.
Day one. That's a day one. So I hope that they do that.
If they do a 1.6 Snake Plissken update, you would do it.
If they did 1.6 Snake Plissken?
Yes.
Oh, if they did it from Escape from New York, I would do it. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. A new Escape from New York one.
Yes, I know. Yeah, fuck LA.
I mean, the design for LA is awesome.
The design for LA is cool. The trench coat's cool, but it's just a stupid movie, and I don't want to represent that.
I have the McFarlane from that still. So
yeah, that's fair. That was that was $20, not $270.
Exactly. And it looks good. So whatever. You just threw up Panthor for the 1.6 scale Motu line.
They're
definitely doing Panthor, which is they've done Battlecat. Panthor is great. This will have a lot of cool accessories. So, and be very expensive. But
yes,
they're doing some good stuff with that. From the Cowboy Bebop world, we're getting Ein. This comes with some neat accessories. But you know what, man. I love Cowboy Bebop and I love Ein, but this isn't really something I'd get.
No,
not really.
I don't think it's like $85. I'm like,
yeah,
this is like a $20 figure for me.
Right. It looks cool, but
yeah, it looks cool.
Good for everybody out there who wants their Cowboy Bebop. And speaking of Cowboy Bebop, 3-0, who does some amazing stuff. They teamed up with Hasbro, right, to do G.I. Joe stuff before. And some other cool stuff. Right now, you can pre-order the Spike Spiegel 1.6 scale figure. If you, again, things that I'm just like, it's really hard for me not to buy this kind of stuff.
This is a really good looking figure, dude.
It's got
like the costume is great. Yeah, it's really good looking.
I have a really. It's like an almost non-articulated Spike figure where his arms move and his head moves and stuff. I just put that in my display the other day. So I'm representing my couple.
Yeah. Bebop,
But this looks great. Let's leave the link in there to Big Bad Toy Store.
I did. Yeah, for sure.
Those who love it. Hot Toys. God, this is a lot of stuff, man. From Prey. The Predator movie, we're getting the Feral Predator, which is
about time.
That design is awesome. I'm gonna probably find that NECA one, track that down. I really like it a lot. Thrawn, this is a hard one for me. This is really tough. I want it.
Sorry, it's so mean. that announcement. I was like, you. Bastards.
Yeah, and I liked Thrawn in that show. I like the actor is him. I didn't mind the belly at first until they tightened it up. I didn't care. The acting and the voice and how he was defines Thrawn for me. And this figure is just something I was like, I need to go find my black. I need to dig out my Black Series, put it on my shelf so I don't have any temptations. And that's
yes. Yeah, it's a beautiful looking figure.
We're getting a couple Inquisitors, the Grand Inquisitor. I for one really didn't like how he looked in the show.
The puffy face is weird.
It just didn't really translate well from the animated version, which I really liked. So whatever, this is a pass. Merrick, I as much as I don't care,
we don't
it's
know
a cool
anything
design
about that character. That's the problem, is like, it's cool, but like, who's like, let me go spend $300 on this.
Right. I mean, the design is awesome. And that's the thing.
It is.
If you got the money, go buy it. But
it's a cool design. Very, very cool design. It's just like, who's underneath the mask? Like, we know nothing. I'm sure a comic book's going to tell us it's Starkiller and whoa.
Well, I mean, the reveal was that he was undead. He was just controlled by Night Sister Magic, so he was nobody, right?
Right, right.
Which is a cool concept for the show, which led into the whole Night Trooper thing. So I don't care as much because I loved this. I loved how everybody was speculating and that everybody was wrong. So
yep.
I love that kind of stuff. Anyways, Evil Dead 2 Ash, is that what it is?
Yeah.
awesome.
Yep. I
have not seen this yet, so.
Sorry. Let me backtrack just a little bit. Probably. They haven't fully released all the things that are coming out for it. They just showed like a teaser of Evil Dead 2. There's a semi-recent Evil Dead 2 Ash. So I'm wondering, but it's a sideshow. So okay. I'm wondering if this is going to be more of a hot toy.
I hope so.
Right.
I hope so. I'd love to see it. But that Mezco figure got me. Fills that void completely.
It's great.
It's such a great figure. And then last up, John Wick 4. We're getting Ip Man. Donnie Yates.
Yeah.
Character, which I loved in that movie. And then also, we're getting Wicked. So, again, I have a John Wick 2 Mezco. So I'm good. I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, there's a John Wick. Or John Wick 216 from Sideshow that Siewicz has. It's a beautiful looking figure. This would be, for now, the quintessential, but like I think if you have it, like you don't need to go and change it out.
No. I mean, I do love that movie, though.
Looks, me too, gets, so much.
He gets rugged in that one. So
yes. Yes, he does.
And then last up, Tweeterhead, who does some really great statues and stuff, is doing Gilman. And I know me and you are both creatures from the Black Lagoon fans, and so I wanted you to see this because it looks great. It's a really cool statue.
Yeah, it definitely does. Like, he's done some really good stuff with He-Man and Batman and stuff like that. So I really do like the sculpting on this. It's a beautiful looking statue. Granted, it's an expensive statue, so I don't own it.
It is. And I was lucky because Target got that early black and white version, and I've been collecting those NECA ones. And so
it finally went wide
to other sales, but I got it in my hand already. So I was really happy because I've been collecting all those black and white figures, and I'm just missing the Bride still and Phantom that have been released. Phantom. But Bride is in my pile of loot. So. Good times, my friend. That's the show.
That's the show.
It is. We just recorded 250th episode of Towelay Talk. We've been doing that show for a long time. And now we've split off Pursuit of Plastic into its own thing, which is very exciting.
Yes. I love that it gets a dedicated episode, dedicated show. It deserves it, especially with all the things that we go through. So I'm glad you guys have come to support that as well in its many iterations of Pursuit of Plastic.
Exactly.
And yeah. I love it.
So Casey, where can you find us?
Oh my gosh, man. All over the interwebs. We're at don'tforgetatowel.com, the only place to travel geekly, dfatentertainment.com, and dfatent on the socials, Instagram, and Facebook.
And not to mention, which I always forget to mention, is Don't Forget a Collectible on eBay. So I'll leave a link in there. I run my own eBay stuff. I sell a lot of collectibles and comics. So if there's something on there you don't see, let me know.
That's it. So this is Casey saying happy hunting.
And this is Chris saying don't forget a towel.